We're just 2 days from 2020. It's a big election year. The World's Jessica Yarmosky has our take.
If you already have a bit of fatigue when it comes to the U.S. presidential election, stay with me. A bunch of other countries are holding elections next year for president, parliament, and legislatures. People on six continents will cast ballots. In Ethiopia, voters will decide in May whether reforms ushered in by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed in 2018 should continue.
Peace is a labor of love. Sustaining peace is hard work.
That's Abiy accepting the Nobel Peace Prize in December for his peacemaking efforts with Eritrea. But the award was controversial. Critics say Abiy hasn't fulfilled the promises he made, and many blame his policies for an uptick in ethnic violence in the country. Next fall, New Zealanders will decide whether Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's progressive politics can stick around for another term. Ardern's poll numbers increased significantly after her response to the shootings that targeted Muslims in Christchurch last March.
We each hold the power in our words and in our actions and our daily acts of kindness. Let that be the legacy of the 15th of March, to be the nation we believe ourselves to be.
But current polls show 2020's race is likely to be a close one for Ardern and her Labour Party. Meanwhile, another group of countries is hoping their elections will snap them out of political paralysis and constitutional crises, like Sri Lanka, Israel, Bolivia, Venezuela, and Hong Kong.
All those elections next year are going to be addressing, can the election moment break the logjam or break the crisis?
That's Andrew Reynolds, a global elections expert at the University of North Carolina. One country to look out for is Bolivia. Bolivians are headed back to the polls next spring after a contested election that ultimately ended with President Evo Morales stepping down. And there are a lot of questions about what's next. So are people there excited to have another vote?
Excited is not the, the word.
That's journalist Fernando Molina in La Paz. But he says voters are desperate to express their feelings about Morales, and they're required by law to vote. Morales himself won't be on the ballot, but his Movement for Socialism party will be. No matter the country, one thing you'll see more of in 2020 elections is social media. Here's Reynolds again.
The British election this time was the first election that I've seen where social media really became the dominant way of communicating. But even Ghana, even in New Zealand, even in Burma, social media is going to start to be the way of reaching voters.
Of course, the downside of that is many more opportunities for manipulation and the spread of disinformation and potentially foreign meddling. And finally, there's one more thing 2020 elections might bring, says Reynolds, and that is more elected officials who look, sound, and have shared experiences with an increasingly diverse electorate. For an example of that, Reynolds says, just look at New Zealand's government right now.
It is Maori. It is Pacific Islander. It is female. It is straight and gay. It is a rainbow reflection of that nation. And that's not how it was 40 years ago.
One thing that's not likely to change in the coming year, the sense of frustration that voters have with their elected officials. Reynolds says that even though the quality of elections is generally improving, many voters around the world still feel that their elected leaders don't represent them. For The World, I'm Jessica Yarmosky.